The monastery in Kolbotsch owned many villages. The local serfs cultivated their land and paid tithe to the church. The only one who couldn't pay was a serf they called Owl, who made barrels. When he married, he lived in poverty with his wife, and when they had children, they lived in poverty with them as well. The serf could not sleep for his misery and would roam about in the night, so they called him Owl, in Polish Sowa. Once the abbot called on him to repair the barrels in Kolbotsch, all 100 of them. The monks forbade Owl from looking inside the barrels. They also wouldn't let him go home and forced him to work around the clock. It took him a whole month to complete his work, a month during which he didn't get to see his wife or children. The abbot praised his workmanship and said the monks would put his payment into his shirt and that they would give him as much as he could carry. "Make your choice, Owl," the abbot said. "Do you want beans or oats or wheat?" Owl chose the golden wheat. The monks ordered him to close his eyes and began pouring grain into his shirt, which became heavier and heavier. Eventually, they tied his shirt and let him go home. When he returned, his wife untied the shirt, and lo, it was full of coin, gold coin. Owl took the money and bought a homestead. He didn't pay much, for the property was remote. He didn't suffer from poverty anymore, and that is how Sowno was founded.